Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
So I won't get into the story. You remember the story, how Isaac had blessed Jacob and Esau. And remember, Jacob was something else, man. That was a rascal. He'd already got Esau's birthright. And then Isaac became blind. Remember that story? And I don't want to ever read, but it's quite a story. That Jacob's mama, who was Rachel, knew that Jacob was dying. Isaac was dying, okay? And so, remember, she had some deer meat, venison. I'm going to go kill one this week, okay? A deer. And she cleaned the venison, wrapped Jacob's arm, because it said that Esau was a hairy man. You remember that story? He's a hairy man. Isaac was blind, and Rachel brought Isaac. I mean Jacob. But here's Esau blessing. Well, it sounds like Jacob. Remember, don't sound like you. Y'all remember that story? Well, feel my arm. Well, yeah, you're awful hairy there, son. You got to be Esau and not Jacob. Well, anyway, you know the rest of the story, okay? He blessed, and I won't get... According to Genesis 35:28, Isaac lived 180 years, and yet he never saw the things to come. By faith, he had knowledge that these things would happen, and he passed the blessings on to his children, even though he was not aware of all that was going on. Isaac still blessed Jacob and Esau. And that's what the verse really means here. There's a lot more to that when you get the whole story. But when it says concerning things to come, that's the key. Don't get lost in all the deception that Rachel and Jacob and all that. And Esau, boy, he's a rough guy. Don't get caught up in that. The thought was concerning things to come. He believed God. Isaac knew that the blessings would come. So he blessed them. Then we see another fellow named Jacob. And I already mentioned him by verse number 21. By faith, Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshiped leaning upon the staff, top of his staff, Jacob. I have a note here. I'll read this. He was a very colorful individual indeed, the life of Jacob. He was a rascal. Those are my words, not a commentator's. I don't know if you'll find that in the Bible, in another Bible commentary anywhere. But wasn't that guy a rascal? He was known as a deceiver, Jacob was. Not the best example for us to follow, Jacob. But isn't it interesting? At the end of his life, we see something happen to Jacob. And the turning point in Jacob's life really was, remember when he was wrestling the angel of the Lord, I believe it was God, the Lord in that theophany? The Lord said, let me go. And Jacob said, I'm not going to let you go till you bless me. And they wrestled. The Bible said that. The day daylight was coming, sun was coming up. Let me go. I'm telling you, I'm not letting you go till you bless me. He said, okay, I'm going to bless you. And he touched his thigh. And it said that Jacob had to limp the rest of his life. Remember a wonderful story there. Even through all the faults that Jacob had at the end of his life, he still worshiped God, which is a great story. I'm looking at over the congregation auditorium. We got a bunch of old folk in here. Amen, preacher. Okay. Isn't it wonderful to know, even in your old age, no matter what you've done in the past, that not only God is a forgiving God, that you can still worship him? Man, Jacob, you know the life and history of Jacob and what a man was. Well, it talked about Jacob blessing the sons of Joseph, which we know is Ephraim and Manasseh. That would be his Jacob's grandchildren. You get the story there in Genesis 48. And again, the same thing that happened to Jacob and Esau, remember? The same thing happened to Ephraim and Manasseh, the younger and the older. The older was supposed to get the blessing, but they kind of swapped hands on him, you know, laid hands. And then Jacob did this. You remember that? Crossed his arms and said, no, you did the wrong one. Joseph said, you did the wrong one, though. That's the whole story there. It's neat, time won't allow it, but you see that in Genesis 48. But the point is, Jacob on his deathbed is on his deathbed, and God uses him, and he worshiped leaning upon the top of his staff. God can take any life and straighten it out and make it. And if we see this last one, we'll close with this gentleman. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. What a story about Joe. What a great story. We know all the story, the coat of many colors and all these things, and him going, being sold into slavery, Potiphar's wife, and all these great things that happened, bad and good. But anyway, remember what man meant for evil, God meant for good. That's the story of Joseph. Here's the interesting thing. There is probably no one in the entire Old Testament who is more as a figure or a type of Christ than Joseph, as you follow his life and all the things that he done. I did not say he was Christ, but a type and a figure more than probably in anybody else, the life of Joseph and Christ. Some analogies and similarities between the two, and I was going to read the similarities. What happened to Joseph, what happened to Jesus in his life and all, how he was rejected, Joseph, how Jesus rejected, all these other things. And he was sold into slavery for those pieces. Jesus was sold for so many. I could go on and on and on. So many analogies and similarities, but time won't allow it. But we see that at the end of his life, Joseph's life, he demonstrated his unshakable faith by requesting that they bury his quote-unquote bones in the promised land. He believed God's promise of that land would be given to them, would be given to the Hebrew people. He believed that. So when Joseph died, he was never buried. Interesting. His coffin laid above ground for about 400 years. They toted him around. He wasn't never buried. He said, don't bury me here. Take my bones. So when you get this picture, can you imagine a place in a that had to be a pretty good coffin, Eddie, that lasted. Maybe they found Noah's wood ark or something that wouldn't. I'm just kidding, you know. But anyway, that would just 400 years they carried around while, until it was taken back to Canaan. It was a sign, and I'm going to close with this statement. It was a silent witness for all those years that Israel was going back to the promised land just as God had. So much was in the life of Joseph that you could put in. But God saw fit to have one verse about Joseph, where it talked about when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel, and gave commandment concerning his bones. Why? Because by faith, even though he hadn't seen it, he said, by faith, this is going to be our land, Israel, Canaan, the promised land. What great men of faith. What great men of faith. Next week, we'll see a fellow by the name of Moses. And it's interesting, we talked about Moses, but it also talked about his children. Let me just give you a I got 1 minute. Let me just give you an introduction to this. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was laid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandments. He ain't talking about Moses. He's talking about his parents because he was just a little baby. He had no idea what was going on. But yet it spoke highly of his parents, and we'll get into that next week, and then we'll find out about his sister, Miriam. Kind of washed out. What a great story about Moses. We'll look at that next week. Oh, that we'd have great men of faith like we have recorded in Hebrews chapter. And the thought is these were ordinary men and women, just like me and you, but God used them, and they did extraordinary. The same God who blessed those Old Testament saints, the same God who could bless us today. If, my friends, we walk by faith and not by Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you for these great examples that we read. Lord, we can't even, not even fit to tie their shoelace. These were great men. Our Father, you could still use us. Lord, use us in any way, it may be great or small. Whatever capacity you use us, Lord, may we walk by faith and not by sight. Our Father, for somebody here today that's never trusted you by faith, never accepted you as Lord and Savior, maybe that day, may this be the hour that they call upon your name. Bless our morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.